In our spiritual experience, there is a beginning, a course, and an ending, after which we experience another beginning with another course and another ending. This cycle repeats itself, and each repetition takes us forward. The beginning, course, and ending are a spiritual metabolism. This is also a law of revival. Every new beginning is a new revival and is followed by a course. When the course reaches its fullness, the experiences in that stage come to an end. Then, another beginning will ensue with another course and another ending. This is the cycle of revival. From The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1960, Volume 2, page 384. This week, we conclude the series titled The New Revival with testimonies that follow Brother Andrew Yu's speaking. This is part 3 of Message 5 from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
My wife and I'm Tom from Edison, Virginia, from Edison. We'd like to take this opportunity to consecrate ourselves. And we want to do it according to what we heard this weekend. Go ahead.
Yes, we would like to practice all these waypoints so we can arrive at our destination.
Amen.
We practice some of these, but we really want to commit this to the Lord. We want to consecrate this way, this God-ordained way, as a way of living, to make these a habit so that we do them automatically.
Amen.
In our daily living, so that the Lord will have a way to return.
Amen. So Monday night, Friday night, we heard about the living. So we had 4 points. And to me, those were just in the realm of a schedule. Well, that means it's a waypoint. So we need to fly to the waypoints over and over and over until it becomes our unconscious habit of walking by the Spirit. So, like, and then last night in intensification, we had in the vital relationships, we had the circles. One circle after a year produces another circle. So we want to take that and start to practice that in the way of waypoints. And then it become our habit. So we have circle, another circle. And then today we have the seven. Anyway, I read something, just to conclude, I read something in the morning revival, and it talked about, it said, the co-workers and the elders need to start to practice these things. And then it listed them just like this. It said, calling on the Lord. Make this part of your habit. You make it part of your living. And then it went down the list. So I need to take these things and just start practicing waypoint, waypoint, waypoint until it becomes, I don't even think about it. It's just my living. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciate how practical all these words are that we've received through this conference. And something that we've been working on in my profession is really focusing on behavior change, right? So right now, we all know a healthy living is something everyone's talking about. Sustainability is something everyone's talking about. And figuring out how to deal with people's habitual behavior is what everyone's trying to get to, right? Like, this is actually the nugget of what everyone's doing when it comes to a social science, marketing, and all these things. And we've had a lot of the information for a long time. However, one thing that everyone's realized is education doesn't equal a change in behavior. So just because you know it doesn't mean you're going to do it, right? And this is something we've experienced in the Lord's recovery. So we know we've had the highest truth. And our brother shared this matter of the high peak of the divine revelation being expressed in us talking about it. But practically, it's experienced and expressed through the God-man living. And this is where we've dropped the ball, right? So I've appreciated that the brothers really shared so many steps as to how we can enter into the God-man living. So we've always heard about the God-man living, but we always thought it was something we couldn't do. And I just appreciate this point in seeing in the Gospels that the Lord presented a pattern for 30 years, right? There were 30 years of him living before he began working. And that shows how important our living is. So one takeaway that I had from yesterday was that our living is something that we can change today. we can enter into the God-man living right now today. So all these 7 points, it's not something we have to delay for the future. It's something we can start tomorrow. And this is something we just continue to do cyclically. So I just appreciate, praise the Lord, we can be revived each and every day. And it's a simple 7-step process, right? Everything we want to do, we want to make sure it's something we can do consistently and habitually. And praise the Lord, we have the way and it's been presenting to us today. Thank you.
Amen. I haven't shared this weekend, so I get to share. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, recently, actually for this year, I had a habit change. And what I did is I morning watch with 2 different sisters every morning. And I tried to get into the Word every morning during morning watch and get into the Word. Really try to go before the Lord. Lord, what are you saying to me? And as I do it, I discover, okay, I keep it really short. Last week, something happened to me at work. And this very nice person, all of a sudden become nasty, was throwing all kinds of comments. And I'm just, on my old self, I would just react. You know, I can't get into the detail. But the point is, my old self would just react to it. But as I was listening, it's almost like I was listening to somebody tell me a story about somebody else. It was not affecting me. And when I walk out, and I said to somebody, what happened to me? And I think the life inside of us is had passed through times, through the past time, through our lifetime too. And this all those roadmaps getting us there, without the life, we would not be able to reach it. Thank you, Lord, for the life. And thank you, Lord, for the roadmap.
Amen. My name is Brother Eddie and Susie Lee from Church in Fairlawn. I would like to take this time to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
We'd like to consecrate our living. Ever since we got married, we've been busy. We've been trying to serve, but we realized that living is more important than serving and working.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, may our days be numbers before you.
Amen.
And may our days of working and taking care of our children be counted toward you.
Amen.
May we redeem the time and buy up the time to spend it on important things.
Amen.
In gaining you.
Amen.
May we also not drop our burdens.
Amen.
We spend too much time and too much opportunities in dropping the talents that we have received from the Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to do that anymore. We recently realized that we're approaching mid-30s. We don't have that many years in our 30s anymore. We'd like to redeem the time.
Amen.
Also, we'd like to take this opportunity to consecrate myself, my brother, and Brother Tim to get into full-time training online.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not young anymore, and a few years ago, I consecrated myself to the Lord's move on this earth. But today, I want to reconsecrate myself to be in this new revival, to realize that the overcoming life is a matter of habit. It's something we build as a habit, but this needs to be something. You know, we need to be constituted in the ministry. I just enjoyed today. It's not restorative, but constitutive. It's not terminal, but continual. Not mechanical, but metabolical. Oh, Lord, not miraculous, but normal. So we have a part to play in this. We need to be ones who are faithful to Him. Lord, I just reconsecrate myself to you. Amen. Amen.
I just appreciated this morning that the new revival is to get into a new habit. So I just wanted to consecrate myself to the Lord again, to be in this new habit, that the Lord would work this out in me. Amen. I want to give my life to the Lord. Amen. I want you to come into my work life. Amen. I want you to come into every part of my being. Amen. I want you to have the free way in me.
Amen.
Oh Lord, bring me into such a new revival.
Amen.
Cause me to spend time with you every day.
Amen.
Lord, I give myself to you.
Amen.
I also I also want to take this opportunity to consecrate too. Lord, I consecrate my family and my family life to you. Lord, my job. Lord, my time. My relationships. Always being in a vital group. Always opening my home to the saints. I consecrate my finances. I consecrate my small group to you. I consecrate to have healthy habits.
I just want to testify for our family regarding habitually pursuing her, pursuing him. It's really God's mercy. My wife has a burden to really lead my younger daughter, Bethany, back to the glorious church life. Then she set up a habit, a practice with her every week, 2 days in the morning, 6:30, she called Bethany, or could be Bethany call her, then they pursue reading a chapter of the New Testament together. Then, hallelujah. Now, I am seeing the Lord as leading our entire family on this glorious path. Amen. He's really faithfully carrying out what he's after. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There is always hope of glory ahead of us.
Amen. I really want to thank our brother's visit.
Yes.
Through our brother's visit, we can really be helped. Amen. To live the life the Lord wants us to live. First of all, yesterday, the brother showed me a new verse in the Bible. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time. I have read this verse so many times, I never realized the word time wasn't the word chronos. Of course, I should have read my Greek, but I did not. I couldn't believe that the time here is opportunity.
Amen.
So finally, I said, there must be something. So I went to note one. It says, seizing every favorable opportunity.
Yeah.
This is to be wise in our walk. Immediately, the Lord remind me of some missed opportunities. Missed opportunities to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I felt, what about if those I didn't preach the gospel meet me when the Lord comes back? Then last evening, the brother had a message for all of us in New York. And that message was, wake up! It's not a small thing that the last time that there was a gospel meeting in New York, they found out the best place was Flushing, because everybody's there from all over the world. Saints in New York City, we should not miss the opportunity. And this morning, my goodness, habit. We really need to change our habits. I was so helped because he quoted Romans 8:13. Putting to death the practices of the body by the Spirit.
Amen.
On the one hand, the Spirit does it. On the other hand, we have to come to the Spirit. So it's an active, passive voice. The Lord doesn't do it unless we come to Him. So saints, let's not miss any more opportunities.
Amen.
And let us change our habits. The most scary thing about our habits is that we do it without thinking. We need to come to the Lord and ask the Lord to show us what habit we should change and pick up the 7 waypoint targets. Praise the Lord. We thank our brother for his visit.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.